Welcome to the Kingdom Truth Podcast. On our podcast, we teach the good news of Jesus Christ and biblical principles that empower all people with real-life, timeless applications. I am your host, Bible teacher, Yolanda Tyler. Well, praise the name of the Lord, everybody. We are so blessed to have a wonderful guest joining us on the podcast today. Her name is Cindy Bartelli. Cindy is an author, speaker, coach, and frequent podcast guest. I met Cindy through a mutual business partner and Christian podcast host, Pastor Thibodeau. Cindy Bartelli's many years as a human resource director and as a business owner paved the way for great entrepreneurial experiences. She loves business. While gaining all of this business experience, however, she was simultaneously exposed to a series of traumas, diseases, family debts, breakups, and losses that added up to a mountain of secret heartbreak. As a result, Cindy cultivated a new relationship with our triune God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As she matured spiritually in her relationship with the Lord, Cindy discovered his deep love and miraculous ability to heal all wounds from her past. Through much prayer and ministry training, Cindy now combines her business background with her passion for helping others to seek healing from the Lord. In 2017, she published her first book, The Heart Healer: God's Response to Personal Prayer in a Hurting World, which has brought a new level of hope to readers in many aspects of their lives. The Heart Healer was soon followed by The Heart Healer Study Guide. Both books are now available in English and Spanish. They are presented privately and in group settings across the United States. Cindy's passion and mission are to connect the hearts of people to the heart of God. Doors open to healing from our past in extraordinary ways by knowing the Lord on a very personal level and recognizing his great love for us. Cindy will share with us about how heartbreak impacts us, even heartbreak and trauma experienced as children. And at the end of our episode, she has a free gift for all of our listeners. Cindy and her husband, Terry, have been married for almost 40 years. They currently reside in the Hill Country of Central Texas. They have 4 children and 6 grandchildren. She specializes in podcast guesting and leads online classes for group leaders of the Heart Healer globally. Thank you so much, Cindy, for joining us, and go ahead and share with our listening audience.
I am delighted to be here, Yolanda. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome.
Yolanda, when I was 14 years old, I began to experience a series of traumas, and that one began with my mother's nervous breakdown. And, you know, when you're 14, you depend on your mother a lot, especially if you're a teenage girl. I did not realize my mother was ill. And one day my father sent us to our rooms. There were 4 of us children. And while I was in my room, I listened through the door and could hear my mother crying. Soon I heard the sound of our family doctor arriving and talking to her. And then an ambulance arrived and they rolled her down the hallway of our home past my bedroom door on a gurney. And I could hear her sort of whimpering and softly crying as she left. Well, that just devastated me because I did not know what was going on. And that room had been a safe haven for me, a place of joy and brightness, but suddenly it just felt dark and foreboding. And I cried for a long time trying to process what had just happened. Well, as it turns out, my mom was gone for a few months, and that story can be longer, but I will say to you that during that time, it became very difficult for me, especially. Not to say that my siblings didn't go through difficult times, but my journey was impacted by the fact that I was the oldest girl. And so I took on responsibilities that most 14-year-old girls do not assume. And in the midst of all the high school drama at the same time. So that was really, really tough, really heartbreaking. And at the same time, I believe God used that to begin to mold me into a specific person that He wanted
Amen.
me to be. Yes. A
Amen.
few months later, she relapsed after she came home. She relapsed and was taken away a second time. And so that whole experience lasted a year or two. And we really had some challenges as a family because of it. But other things happened as time went on. That was just the beginning. And what my friends didn't know at high school was that while I was going through all of this, I was having thoughts of suicide. And imagined myself letting go of the steering wheel of the car and killing myself, letting the car, speed up without holding onto the steering wheel and allow myself to crash. And the only reason I didn't do it, quite honestly, was I was afraid that I would just become a vegetable and not die.
Wow.
So what people did not know was that I was going through all of this. No one knew. I was a cheerleader and, did this and that in high school, received these different awards and accolades and all that. But, behind the scenes, I was really struggling. And my mom had returned, but I always lived with that fear that something would happen again.
Right. And then I think you mentioned too, when we first in the pre-interview process, that you always had someone to go to, and she was someone who would make the pain go away when you were hurting. But now, at the time that she was gone, it was like you didn't have anyone to go to make the pain go away.
That's so true. And that's probably one reason I became suicidal. I had lost hope,
Wow.
which happens so much. Since I wrote the book, I've had so much feedback from readers and people in our study groups that has affirmed to me the depth and the scope of heartbreak with people who never let on that it's happening. Yet it simmers within them and they are struggling and suffering.
And it's almost like a silent suffering.
Well, it certainly is. And what we do when we're coping with all of this is we, push it away, hide it, put smiles on our faces, and pretend everything's okay. And we think if we ignore it, then it won't bother us anymore. But honestly, what's happening, Yolanda, is it's simmering within us. And it affects our actions, our courage, affects our relationships for sure. And what a lot of people underestimate is it affects our health.
Amen. You also mentioned before that deep pain and heartache in your life actually fueled your passion to learn more about prayer. So talk about that.
It's kind of interesting how God works. I had successfully hidden a lot away from all the suffering and all the heartache, and I just, turned to the Lord and developed a relationship with Him. I'm so grateful for the doors that opened through study groups, and that story is actually in my book. And I just grew closer and came to understand who God was and began to pray with people. But I didn't really learn about praying for heartbreak and heartache, stress, until about 2008. And at that time, I became involved in a couple of different ministries, international ministries, that had specific procedures and protocols in place to pray with people for freedom.
Now, Cindy, this was 16 years ago, but you had been saved way before then, correct?
Oh, yeah. See, the thing is, what I have learned, especially since I wrote the book, when I wrote the book, Yolanda, my goal, my thought was to keep it uncomplicated, to keep it really simple, and to connect the hearts of people to the heart of God. Help them know who God is and be able to develop a personal, close relationship with Him, not a distant one. What has surprised me since I wrote the book is the number of believers, people who have been believers for years, who have come back to me and said, "Whoa, I never even thought about this. I never heard this before. And yet, God answered my prayers as I read your book."
Amen. I think you
And
talked about that hobble experience, how for years and years and years, people are stuck in that pain of the past.
well, and I was one of those people, all those years, as I knew who God was, I knew that He loved me. And that part of my relationship with Him became very rich and fulfilling. But all of the things that had hurt me so much were all stuffed away in what I call my closet of memories of pain and where I pretend I'm brave and strong. I had hidden all of that away, and it wasn't until I came to understand really the broad stroke of God's healing power in a very personal way that I was able to
Amen.
start emptying that closet of pain out. And most of it was not one memory at a time, but I would pray according to what I had learned. And it was just incredible how the Lord would take that pain out and replace it with His peace.
Thank you, Jesus. So actually, he was healing one memory at a time, just healing those memories.
All the memories. And what I have realized early on is that when we pray and know that we can pray and ask God to heal our hearts, when He heals our hearts, when He takes that pain out, that painful memory, now the memory will probably stay, but the gut-wrenching, gripping pain of it that affects us negatively, He removes. And
Amen.
when He does that, He does it permanently. So we don't have to go back and say, "Oh Lord, I need this. Please take this pain away, take this pain away," because it's a permanent work. God did it. Now, sometimes people will still have more memories that are associated with that, that they still need to pray through. And that's certainly understandable because these things we go through are not, they're not always simple.
That's
They're not
right.
all linear. Nevertheless, what He does is a complete work, but He does it so gently that sometimes when we pray, we don't even realize what He just did until maybe the next day we start trying to go back to that hurtful thought and it's not there anymore.
Amen.
And
Amen.
we recognize that our behavior is different, our feelings inside, our souls are different.
And those things that trigger that pain before, those triggers are not there anymore either.
Exactly. It's incredible, but then that's who God is.
That's who God is, exactly. And then, Cindy, in your life, it was just one thing after the other. You mentioned about your family business loss after 30 years. You know, just talk about some other things that happened over the course of time that brought about all the trauma in your life.
Well, yeah, that was just the beginning when I was 14, but then I had an early marriage that was just devastating and ended in tremendous trauma and heartbreak. And on the stories went with our family business loss. That was after 38 years. And my grandfather had started a business, the same business. We were in supermarketing. And then my father became a supermarket owner. And by the time we came along, he expanded to seven stores. And so we were helping him run those stores. When he passed away, he'd had a battle that lasted 5 or 6 years with cancer. And he was our not only our father, but our employer. So daily we watched him suffer with all the cancer treatments and all the sickness as it spread, and just how debilitating that was to him personally, and just I call it vicarious trauma, watching him suffer, we suffered. And there was so much in all of that. It's, it would be really tedious for everybody to hear me talk about it, but I will say that this went on one thing after the other, one thing on top of the other for about 17 years.
My God.
Yeah, no end. And I just couldn't dig out of the quagmire I was in because of all that I'd experienced and couldn't seem to see an end to it.
And at that point, you discovered God's hope in the process, right?
Well, I did. Honestly, I had already become a believer, committed to Christ in the midst of all that, and he was helping me get through it all. He carried me through.
Amen.
But it wasn't until, as I said, about 2008 that I began learning about the details of prayer that can be so impactful. And not just pouring my heart out to God and saying, please help or thank you or whatever in general terms. What I came to understand is there are specific ways you can pray and know, God is hearing. And it's not like we have to be regimented or anything like that, but at the same time, to just know what is available to us.
Amen. And we do know that prayer and faith goes hand in hand. So talk about how your faith was strengthened through the process, through all the trauma.
Well, I came to understand, faith is such a big deal. And of course, in the Bible, we read time and again about our faith and how essential it is. And, I will say this, that as I was became involved with these international ministries, and I'd be at these huge events around the especially around the state of Texas, but also in California. And anyway, became involved in that and kind of moved up in the leadership with that. As all that was happening, I witnessed such an astounding response by God when people would pray for their hearts to be healed. And of course, as prayer partners, we would pray with them. And so one-on-one, prayer partner and recipient, participant, we would pray with them for this healing. But I will say this, that in these big events, I would watch people come in the door as the doors opened for the day, for this retreat where they were going to, have their lives so impacted. And of course, those of us inside had experienced it so often. We were so excited for them,
Right, yes.
and we could see their faces though, and they were like, "What am I doing here?" And a lot of them, just all over their countenance was this pain, was this desire for answers, for solutions. You just saw it in them. And I would think, Lord, what gave them the faith to get here?
Yes.
What did it? What ignited that faith? And I realized that they had hope, that what they were hearing in these classes they were attending, and when they signed up for this event, they had hope that their faith would not be for naught, that it would be blessed. And that hope fueled that faith. Every time they'd hear a story, every time they'd read the word, that faith would be built because they were hoping for answers.
Amen. And they
So
also were seeking freedom from their bondages.
they were, but quite honestly, I don't know that everybody understands that as clearly
That's
till
right.
we get there.
Exactly.
Until they experience it and they go, "Whoa, what just happened? The heaviness in me has lifted."
Amen.
But here's the thing. I was involved in all of this, and one of the steps in both of these ministries, and I received a lot of training in. I went to these intensive classes for 2 years minimum, but also went on past that. And as we prayed these specific prayers for people, one step was praying for heart healing.
Amen.
And as we prayed for their hearts to be healed, I noticed that people would get tremendous breakthrough. And as I prayed with them, and they would repeat after me and they'd have hands on their hearts, I would watch their faces, their countenance as they prayed, and I could see the results as God responded to their prayers. And, they would get the smile on their face, and you could tell so much had been healed and lifted from them. That by the time we got to freedom from bondage, they were already free
Amen.
most of the time, because God is just so amazing. So I had put all this together, Yolanda, and was observing. I just kept watching that, and I was just so in awe of seeing what God was doing with this, And sometimes we were in private settings, and other times we were in these big retreats. Nevertheless, he responded the same way.
Amen.
So as I watched all of this, one day, a friend of mine who had been my next door neighbor years past called me, and we were living in a different part of the state of Texas at that time. But we were talking, and her husband had died 3 years earlier, and she was still so heartbroken. And she said, "I just can't get past this." And in 3 years, now and I know, grief is an important part of the process of mourning. And as we mourn, we have to allow ourselves to go through certain phases of our grieving, of our mourning, in order to have a healthy resolution to our loss.
That's right.
But then we recognize when it becomes unhealthy, when it becomes inappropriate. And that's where she was. She knew this was too far along. It had been too long, and she was held back. She was hobbled, held back by this pain of the loss of her husband. So, here we are on the phone together, and I asked her if she wanted me to pray with her. And she said, "Well, yes, I do." And immediately I sensed the Holy Spirit saying to me, "Just pray for her heart to be healed." And I was
Amen.
like, to give you the banter back and forth with me and God, I was quickly saying, "Well, what about all the other steps?"
Right.
And he said, "Just pray for her heart to be healed." So, of course, I obeyed. And so when we were talking and praying together, I just prayed with her, led her in a prayer for her heart to be healed. That's all. And she cried and she cried and cried. And you could
Yes.
tell the tears were of release,
Yes.
just allowing all that grief to finally come out and not try to hold it back any longer. She called me a few days later and she said, "Cindy, I cannot believe what God did for me through that prayer."
Amen.
She said, "That is so amazing." And so she said, "I'm telling everyone I know what God did." And I went, "Oh, that is awesome." So, I filed that away and I was like, "God, that is amazing what you did with just that one prayer."
Amen.
So,
Amen.
time and again, other experiences came where what he was doing is preparing me. I'd have a conversation with someone, or in one example, I hadn't seen a lady in a church for probably a couple of months, but I knew she was there at a different service. And he told me to pray with her for her heart to be healed. I said, "Lord, I don't even see her anymore because she's at the earlier service." And I said, "If you want me to pray with her, I need to see her." So please make a way. So I walk out into the lobby after our service, and there she is.
Wow, he
So
made a
I asked
way.
her, yeah, I asked her if I could pray with her. And by the way, this takes courage.
Amen.
Out of the blue, I'm walking up and saying, "Hey, I feel like God is telling me to pray with you. Is that okay?" And she said, "Sure." So we went outside where people couldn't hear what was being said, and I prayed with her for heart healing. And the procedure, so to speak, the recommended way to do that is in the book I wrote. But in any case, as I prayed with her, it takes maybe a minute. This is not a long, drawn out prayer. She began to cry and she thanked me. She said, "Oh, I just needed that so badly." And of course, we were both so grateful that God put that together. It was 3 years later, I saw her again. She invited me to speak at an event. She invited me to speak at an event at her church. And when she introduced me, she said, she referred to that prayer outside our church a few years earlier. And she said, "It changed my life forever." And I was so blessed to hear that, because by that time I had written the book and It was published, and we had, by that time, we were actually living in Los Angeles, where I was working at the headquarters for one of these ministries. And that's just one story of many as God prepared me to get that book written.
Amen. And you mentioned about how you were obedient to the Lord. So talk about how you had to learn obedience and the importance of obedience and some of the small things.
Oh boy, well, the Lord had been talking to me about obedience starting in 2006, and I was trying to obey and all the little things, Yolanda, a little this, a little that, and I would make an effort. I wasn't 100% successful, because some of those instructions were tricky, they were a little tough, and I made excuses for myself. And one of the big things that came up was, by that time, my husband and I owned a real estate investment company, and the Lord began speaking to me about leaving our company, leaving my husband with the company, but me moving on to get into ministry. And he kept instructing me to do it. Every time I turned around, I was hearing his voice. I was seeing scriptures or things in writing, or people were saying something. I was like, "Oh my! I know I need to obey." And honestly, I didn't have the courage. And
Wow.
plus, I didn't want to give up all of my, it's kind of like an inheritance I had received through some sale of real estate with my family. And we had invested it in this real estate investment business. And I had trouble walking away from that. In all honesty, I just clung to what had value to me. And 2 years later, after my failure to obey, we lost the whole company.
Wow.
I'd had plenty of warnings. I'd had plenty of times God had been patient with me. He even took me through the story of Job one time and said, "You're on the ship. You're about to get thrown off."
Jonah, I think said Job, Jonah,
Oh,
right?
I said Job. I'm sorry, Jonah. And I still did not obey. And later I just was so repentant of that. But
Amen.
we did lose everything, and the recession hit, but we were not prepared for the recession, and other people doing what we do survived. We did not. And my husband and I are totally convinced that it's because we did not obey. He did not even want me to leave the company and obey God. We were in that together. But here's the thing. After all that happened and we lost it all, that summer, I was spending time in the Word. I was reading in the Old Testament, and I came across these verses where the Lord was saying to the Israelites, "If you'd just obeyed me, I would have given you rain in the growing season and sunshine in the harvest." And I knew He was saying that to me. He said, "I would have seen you through this." So I said, "Lord, I am so sorry. I am so repentant. But at the same time, you know me.
Amen.
You knew my character. You knew my flaws. You know the future. And you knew I was going to fail. And I don't understand why you let that happen. And I know that's trying to pass the burden back to God, but that's where my heart was at the time. I was like, but you knew all this was going to happen this way. And why did it unfold like this? Why did it require so much from me?" And God said, as clearly as you can hear Him speak, "I know, but a day is coming when I'm going to need for you to obey, and it's going to be very important. You needed to learn this lesson."
Wow, that is powerful, Cindy. So powerful. And now, of course, we know you have a heart, I would think, to surrender to the Lord.
Well, I certainly learned that lesson. Well, and what happened is, exactly the same time we became involved in this one international ministry. And of course, the recession had been going. Most nonprofits were struggling because of money being short. In any case, this one ministry that I was so involved in, I just had a passion for. In our local church, we became very, very involved. We were just so excited about it because we saw such results. And what happened is ultimately, to let's see, 3 years later into my time in that ministry, the Lord called my husband and I to go work at the international headquarters in Los Angeles. And by that time, I was a regional representative in the central time zone. And so I'd kind of, evolved within the organization already. But God told me specifically, move, sell your home, most of your possessions and go.
Amen.
Now, Yolanda, that took a lot of courage.
Amen. And obedience, but the Lord had prepared
Oh,
your heart. So,
I never would
Cindy,
have
yes.
obeyed. Honestly, I never would have obeyed had I not experienced that extreme
Amen.
difficulty losing our company and losing so many of our assets. And so,
So beautiful. Would you please share with our listening audience how they can obtain a copy of your book? And also, if you would please, Cindy, just encourage any listeners that may have experienced one heartbreak after another, pain and trauma, one after the other, and it has been locked away for years. Please pray for them.
I would be honored to do that. The way people can receive the book is just to go to Amazon. That's the most common place to get the book. But before I pray, because I want to be sure we end with prayer, is just to say if they want to go to my website, they can most easily remember thehearthealer.org/hello. And on that hello page, they'll see all the things we're involved in, things we do. And there is a button they can, click on and receive a download of a free chapter, free ch copy of chapter one of the book and the study guide that they can also purchase with that. It's not necessary, but it's helpful for people who like to journal. And go deep. But in any case, they can receive copies that way, at least a sample there, and then a main copy through Amazon.com. And let me say that the book was written especially to help people connect with God, have an experience with Him that goes beyond the norm, that takes them to a place of really personally communicating with God through true stories of others whose hearts have been healed. And through the word, God's word, backing up those stories. If you're listening right now and you've had a lot of memories come up that have wounded you and held you back, and you know they've kept you from being all that God wants you to be, they've helped you, kept you from moving forward in life, you haven't been able to get past your past, join me in prayer now. And I just want to encourage you that the God of all creation is listening. And Heavenly Father, we come to you now, and every person who's listening to this podcast who has thought of wounds in their past is turning their hearts to you right now, too. And as they do that, Lord, I pray that you speak to them and let them know that you're there, that you're real. And we pray that you come to them now, Lord God, and the places in their heart that are wounded, that have come to mind, that have left them feeling stressed and hurt. Oh Lord, we pray you take that pain away and you replace that pain with peace. Calm their souls, please, Lord. And also we pray that you heal any related sickness or infirmity that was caused by that heartache. We ask, Lord, you declare, Lord God, that their steps will be ordered by you as they move forward in life. And thank you for this healing, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We appreciate you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Cindy. And we just know that our listeners have been blessed and encouraged on today. So God bless you again. And thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. God bless you too.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Truth Podcast with Bible teacher Yolanda Tyler. Please subscribe to our podcast so you will know when the next episode is published. To hear more biblical teachings and give to support the ministry, please visit our website at www.thekingdomtruth.org. That is www.thekingdomtruth.org. God bless you until we meet again.